Criminal justice reforms are expected to be debated in the Massachusetts legislature during the two-year session that began this month. Already, one bill's been filed at the request of a mayor who says rules about bail need to change to keep violent criminals off the streets. The office of Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno announced that legislation has been filed to allow prosecutors to appeal bail rulings by judges. Current law allows defendants to appeal to lower the bail set by a district court judge, but prosecutors are barred from appealing bail decisions.
This legislation takes away no rights whatsoever from a defendant. It just puts us, we the people of the Commonwealth, on an equal playing field.
Sarno championed the bill last year, but it died on Beacon Hill as the legislative session ended. State Representative Angelo Pupolo of Springfield refiled the bail reform legislation this week on Sarno's behalf, according to the mayor's office. Sarno has often voiced frustration with what he claims to be an alarming trend of repeat violent offenders returning to the streets after judges set little or no bail.
Any of these repeat violent offenders need to be locked up. This is not fair to the residents, whether it's in the city of Springfield or the business community city of Springfield, or our police officers, whether in Springfield or throughout the Commonwealth.
The legislation ran into strong opposition from the Hampden County Bar Association, which said Sarno was misguided to blame Springfield's violent crime problems on bail decisions by judges. The Bar Association said high bails discriminate against low-income defendants. Hampden District Attorney Anthony Galluni said he feels very strongly about the need for bail reform.
Judges come to work with the best intentions every day. They're hardworking, well-meaning, intelligent people, but no one's infallible. And we want to have the opportunity in situations in which we feel public safety is in jeopardy or is at risk or is in the discussion to have a second set of eyes look at a matter where bail is at stake.
Springfield Police Deputy Chief William Cochran said the proposed bail reform law would support the work of the police.
It's frustrating for the officers to make a good arrest because they're not thinking about bail. They're not thinking about anything. They're just thinking about grabbing that guy, putting him in handcuffs and getting him off the street and protecting the community. And then when they find out that a couple days later or a week later or a month later, that same individual, they're chasing them again in a stolen car, or they're chasing them around the corner and they're dealing in gang activity again, it's so frustrating, extremely frustrating.
Another endorsement for the legislation came from Springfield City Councilor Tom Ash, the longtime chairman of the council's Public Safety Committee.
So I encourage our legislators, our local delegation, to push this issue very, very strictly and strongly. And I hope the legislature in turn acts and passes this bill, which is very, very much appropriate and very, very much needed.
The nonprofit Council of State Governments has spent months studying the state's criminal justice system and will shortly issue a report that could lead to reform legislation being filed. The recommendations could include changes to laws governing bail, mandatory minimum sentences, parole, and probation practices. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.